So tell me, can you look me in the eyes?
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's
here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh. And now,
shit.
Oh, you're back with
fired up.
Mark, Dan, and Rick, Chats with Cats. Welcome back for another one of two for the week. Yeah. We've merged the platform to two a week.
I'm excited about that.
Popular demand.
I think it just shows how, you know, interested we are and how motivated we are.
I know.
Signs are good.
Yeah, well, once we had a million people saying two a week, please, we had to cave. So
yeah, we caved in. Yeah. Cave into the pressure. Like
top of the heap.
500,000, we were like, you know,
it's not quite enough.
But
is it?
When it hits a million, you're like, all right, we give up.
That's the mark. That's right. Do you know what's not the mark? No. Wearing skinny jeans in North Korea anymore.
What?
Mm. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Kim Jong Un. Is that his name?
I don't think it's King. I think it's Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
I'll call him King. But anyway. Right.
Is that what you call him behind closed doors?
No. He, no more skinny jeans. Now, 2 years ago, I would have been very angry at that because I used to wear them all the time.
And you don't now?
Nah, pretty fat. Can't do it. But
that's not true.
What do you mean?
Why do you need to lie about things?
Well, these aren't skinny jeans. They're semi-skinny.
They're very skinny.
Oh, so I can't go to North Korea.
About the skinny jeans with the rips in them?
Yeah, that's what I wear. But I'm talking like, I think he's talking like skin tight skinny. These aren't skin tight.
You used to wear a lot of skin tight clothes.
Lots, very much. Like skin tight t-shirts.
You know what else you used to do?
What did I do? What's wrong with your face?
Cat hair on my nose.
Oh, good.
Have you had the allergy tablets?
No, but I've got this here.
Yeah, the cats are lurking, they're circling.
They are
ready to pounce.
Were you like Shannon Knoll's biggest fan for, I don't know, the last 10 or 15 years?
Why? Because of this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, don't pay me out about that. Well, you can. Do it.
Yeah, well.
You just did.
You're the only person that I know that's ever persisted for so long with a soul patch.
Do you know what? I don't even know why I have it. And actually, I did get a piercing there once, so it does cover the hole. So maybe that.
You got a piercing where?
A labret. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should we leave?
No wonder you worked at JB Hi-Fi.
And guess what?
That's all I'm saying.
Wait. It gets worse. I had an eyebrow piercing too. Do you know how extinct they are now?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone in the last, let's be honest, 3-4 years that has an eyebrow piercing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were gone. Like
I would have thought that was Triceratops extinct.
Yeah, so did I. I thought that even the technique of doing it was lost. It's like a myth. Yeah.
Don't try and change the subject. You had a soul patch for the last basically 15 years.
Yeah, it's going to stay there. Stay there. I like it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Take it away.
Talking about things that probably should never come back into vogue.
What?
Friends reunion happened recently.
Do you not like that?
Well, I haven't seen it, so I'm assuming it was bad. Was it good?
I expected it to be like an episode or a movie, and it wasn't. It was them sitting down talking about old times.
Oh, yuck.
But I heard it was a great success.
It was.
And for any true Friends fan, they absolutely loved it. Mm. That's the feedback that I got.
To be honest, they
did like it.
I thought, oh, this isn't actually an episode. This is going to be shit. And I watched the whole hour and 40 minutes of it. So it wasn't that bad. And I left going, yeah, pretty good.
Okay. Well, the only thing I saw was basically like the trailer. And I thought the way that they'd framed it all up was that it was going to be an episode or even potentially a season. So I guess that's one instance where a trailer hasn't ruined things. But I know you feel pretty strongly about this, Mark.
Yeah.
Movie trailers.
Yes, I love movies.
You watch what, 10 movies a week at least?
How the fuck do you have time to watch 10 movies a week?
I find time. Don't you worry about that. No. Back when I had my part-time job at Woolies, my life revolved around working at Woolies, coming home and watching 10 movies a week, but the key was movies that I hadn't seen. So they couldn't just be like your Forrest Gumps,
Titanics,
you know, the ones that I love. These were every movie that I got from Blockbuster back in the day, good old Blockbuster, it had to be a movie that I hadn't seen.
What a pain that was, hiring movies.
It was a pain, but like that was my thing. Like I wanted to tick movies off that I hadn't seen, and this is what I did.
Why are you laughing?
He gives off real late fee vibes, I reckon, for me.
Oh, I don't reckon. He's the guy that like has the excuse for like...
I reckon Blockbuster was sending you personal letters saying, can you please bring our fucking DVDs back?
Yeah, they were close to sending some debt collectors around the market. It was a thing. It was a definite thing.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, you're right. Go on, Dan.
Oh, well, you were saying you watch lots of movies. Yeah, we were saying about trailers. You were telling us that you hate the fact that you see a trailer before you watch a movie.
Well, here's the thing about movie trailers is that when you want to watch a film, you don't want to know too much about the film. But I was keen to watch a film the other day and I watched the trailer and I regretted it because this was a trailer that pretty much gave away everything there was to know about this film. So everything, that every sort of like the plot, even the twist was revealed. And I'm like, how can you possibly release a trailer like that and expect people to go to the cinema or hire the DVD and watch the film when pretty much everything is given away? It is an absolute joke. Anyone that watches a trailer before a film, they're 90% of the time, they are ruining it for themselves. Mm-hmm. This is a horrible thing.
And do you
it's
know?
Like, here's the thing.
Okay.
People, companies are more interested in getting you hooked on the film and saying, this is an amazing film, go watch it, than actually not revealing too much and then experiencing a surprise. Yeah. So it's like, you can't blame them almost, but it's like we're more interested in making money but making sure that you see the film versus not giving away too much.
And not because, ruining it for
correct, them. Because a lot of the time they're like, we actually have to reveal a lot for you to be interested to watch it.
What about comedies where you see the three or four funniest bits of it and then the whole movie you're just waiting for that scene and it's almost like an anti-climax because you've seen it already?
Yeah, that's the worst.
I don't like that. Yeah, so I'm 100% with you on
like,
this.
Yeah, like the best couple of jokes of the film are in the trailer.
Yeah.
But that gets back to my other point. It's like you have to see those jokes to be interested to watch it.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah,
the reveals are horrible.
So what you're saying is there's nothing anyone can do about this situation and we're stuck watching trailers ruining movies.
You're bang on.
Yeah. Correct.
What was the movie?
The movie that I saw that ruined everything... I forget the name of it, but it was an action film and everything was revealed, including a spoiler.
Older or newer movie?
Actually, I don't remember the name, but it's the guy that does all the James Bond films and the female actress was in The Mummy.
Oh, I don't know why I'm turning to you. Fucking what a loser. He's not going to know anything.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Magic House. Safe House. Magic House or something like that.
Why do we always forget stuff on a podcast?
Oh, I know. We should have it written down. But, yeah, well, I didn't know Rick was going to quiz me on what film it was, but there was a huge twist and they revealed the whole twist in the trailer.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, how
so you weren't even going into the movie thinking, oh, there's a twist in the trailer, so maybe there's a double twist in the movie.
I already knew there was a twist because I watched the trailer. It's like the very thing that I usually never do. But I'm like, I don't really want to watch this, but... I'll watch the trailer to find out if I truly want to. Watched it, movie ruined, still watched it anyway, and gave it a 6 out of 10. Would have been an 8 if I didn't know the spoiler.
Oh, well.
That's shit. Well, you know what?
Well, you go, yeah.
That really sucks because you just can't go into anything as an adult expecting, you know, to see new things and experience new things because you've already – every movie is a twist on another movie. Mm. There's no original ideas anymore. Can't we just go back to being kids when everything was new and interesting and
brand
never
new.
Seen anything before?
Best childhood movie. Name it now.
I was a big fan of Aladdin.
Good boy.
Did you just say Lion King? Me too.
No.
I love Lion King.
No. I got to back you up. I love Lion King I still love it. But the one thing...
Are you trying to say Lion King? I do not like Aladdin.
Why not?
Okay, I like Aladdin, but it's overrated for kids' films.
Nah.
It is.
You didn't go on the magic journey, mate.
Can you please...
You saw the trailer beforehand.
Can you please do the quote of the reward?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Please. It's so funny.
Nah.
Bring me the...
And you shall have your reward.
Yes.
I love that.
That's
bit.
So good. Oh, I love you, Dan Wilson. That's great.
Fuck. I don't ever do quotes, so that's disgusting that he made me do that.
That's a big deal.
Very upset.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
And that's now on the podcast.
Yeah. Trapped, and it's good.
Trapped in audio and video forever.
You find it hard to accept you do a good job at that.
So, Ham, you're at Aladdin. I'm Aladdin. Yeah. You're Lion King. Was there a third?
There's more than the Lion King, dude. There's more, like Toy Story is just
Yeah, that's a cracker, but probably a bit later on in our childhood, I'd say.
Well, Toy Story was 1995.
Was it? Same time.
So I was younger than you were, so.
Do you want to fight?
Yeah. No. I know my years, dude.
When was Aladdin out? 93?
Not sure on Aladdin because I don't give a shit about it, but Toy Story was 1995, Lion King was 1994.
Yeah. All right.
So I was about 4. You would have been about 15.
Yeah, about that. I'm sticking with Aladdin. Best movie of all time.
Not bad.
Between 1993 and 1993.
Yeah. So were you doing any weird shit watching Aladdin at that age? Just starting to, you know, explore yourself. Princess Jasmine, low cut top.
Oh, she was hot.
She was good.
I mean, not too many weirds. Are you a weird kid?
Actually, you've named your cat after Nala.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't do that. Allison did, but yeah, you've got a point there.
Chats with the cats.
I think you brought that up in an earlier podcast, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, I did some weird shit as a kid.
What'd you do?
What sort of weird stuff?
So,
I mean, are they things that...
Not really much that I'd like to talk about. Comfortable actually, I don't know revealing.
Tell me, what is it?
I don't know. I used to, like, explore the, you know, bodies and lives of Barbies pretty much.
Yeah?
Hang on a second. Hang on. Stop.
I had a few things I did that were weird, right? Yep. I used to go outside and I grew up in the country.
Yeah.
Wow, country, this is going nowhere fast and it looks very suspicious
country
with every
people,
word that comes
country
out.
Country people are a bit strange. I know this.
Grew up in the country and we didn't have TV until I was a little bit older. So when I was very young, I remember I always used to go outside and I'd have a magnifying glass and I'd just burn paper and then...
Yeah,
paper was boring, so I used to just set fire to ants. I'd find an ant's nest and just like set fire to it.
That's normal. Everyone does that.
That's a bit fucked up.
That actually relates back to another good film, Ants, where that whole movie, there was a scene with the magnifying glass. It starred
a lot of
good actors. Once again, I can't...
Didn't star anyone because it was a...
No, it starred their voices. It starred their
voices. I love that movie. That's a good one.
It's a bloody good film. Christopher Walken was one of the...
He's a grasshopper.
That film would be in my top 10.
Really?
Like, 100%.
That's a massive call. Yeah.
There's actually
heaps
of movies that you don't think about.
Yeah.
Like, I never was big on Mulan or...
Mulan can get fucked.
I've never watched it.
Rachel really loves it. It must be more of a girl's...
Well, hi, Rachel. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. See you next week. Yeah. Pocahontas, all those sorts of things.
Anyway,
people get off on that.
So. Yeah.
Back to you as a kid burning ants, killing insects. Go on.
Yeah, well, I used to do that.
Yeah.
But there was also this one super weird thing that I did. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm a bit worried. Tell me. No, that's not... No, we're not going anywhere. This got at least another 25 minutes left.
All right. I stumbled across this on a playground one day.
Oh, this is getting more sus.
I was climbing up this thing and you like the big poles that like, I don't know, climbing things and monkey bars and stuff like that.
Is this a thing you like twirl around on?
That sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just wrapped my legs around it in a certain way.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
That feels all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might do that again.
Yeah.
And it basically had this thing where I didn't know it at the time. I was very young and innocent, but I was basically wanking myself on a pole in public in front of people.
But the thing, you didn't know that you were doing it, did you?
No, I just knew that it felt good.
Young and foolish.
I had absolutely no fucking idea what I was doing.
Hang on, so you were pole humping at a young age in the public?
Yeah.
So how old were you, like 17 or?
22.
So good.
How old were you really?
Oh, I don't know, mate, 6 probably. Like 6? I was very young.
You wouldn't have even had a stiffy by then.
Well, I had a feeling.
Did have a feeling. But
that's the thing, like you, I can recall doing a few things when you were younger and at the time, like you don't really think much of it, but like then you get older and you realise what that actually was. So
yeah, you realise you're a bit fucking weird.
No,
it's so innocent and I had no fucking idea what I was doing, like why it was feeling the way it was feeling or any of that stuff.
Is that why you like going to parks now so much?
I hang around at parks a fair bit, actually. Do now, you still, yeah.
Actually, and this is not me joking at all, but like, have you tried to replicate it? Can you do it still?
No, I was that young that you didn't get an erection and there was no ejaculation. It was literally just like some sort of friction-based activity and some sort of nice feeling.
So you were playing mashed potatoes and your dick was the potato.
Can I just say, well done to Rick for being brave enough to admit that.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things
out
there.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Okay.
When you're a kid, you're a kid. My thing is, and it's not as full on as Rick's, or maybe not as interesting either, but we talk about my love of sports, obsession, knowing numbers and stuff, bit of OCD vibes. I would love to record every single sporting event on VHS, whether it be cricket, football. Actually, it was cricket or football. They were my two things that I loved. And I would record them and just, I wouldn't even watch over them, but just to record them and know that I would have that sporting event on VHS. And
like captured away.
If I needed to watch it, I would. But I would never would. You know
like
what I mean?
Drug fiend.
It was like, no, it was like.
We had the same thing at our
an
house.
OCD thing, like. As long as I watched it, record, and I would, like, during cricket, there would be an over, right? Mm. And as soon as the over finished.
You pause the ad breaks?
I'd press stop, and then I'd record over the next over. But if nothing exciting happened during that over, during the ad break, I'd press stop, rewind, and record over the last over if there wasn't, like, a four.
Wow, that's really
so
fucked
I would, up. I would have, say, like, Australia, South Africa, 2006 test series, Boxing Day test. I would never watch it ever, but I would just have it. And you look back at all of these tapes that I have.
Mark's
and I
the was, human highlight reel.
I was a nine-year-old. I have the 1996 grand final, North Melbourne, Sydney, recorded on VHS. That was my first game. Got like 98, 99, 2000, all the brown lows.
Tell me this.
All of this stuff. Yeah.
As a household, usually there was only like 2 to 6, 7 tapes that were available for taping stuff.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, we had heaps.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. What about your house? Did they get angry with you stealing all these tapes?
No, I'd go out and buy VHS tapes and then label them like, this is what I'm going to record. I was just that obsessed with sport.
Wow.
Like obsessed.
You still
like,
are.
Like, oh, I love it. Like football to me is like 11 out of 10. Like I love it.
Yeah.
Like, nothing can beat footy. Cricket to me is like 9 out of 10. And then everything else is sort of like, I love it, but I don't.
It's just an
I'm
eight.
Not. Yeah, it's like football, soccer, or like basketball now. Basketball's a new one. Love it. That's all sort of like 8 out of 10.
Oh. All right. That your whole thing about VHS brings me to a really perplexing subject, right? When is the last time you ever even considered watching a VHS or DVD? That is a medium that has come and gone like in a blink of an eye.
Funny you say that. I actually moved a whole heap of DVDs that I've kept, like proper ones that you buy from the store, into the garage because they were holding up all this room and the shelves in there. And I thought, I'm never, ever going to put this in any DVD. I don't even have a DVD player anymore.
No, exactly.
But I'm like, I should throw these out. But then there's some part of me that thinks they might be worth just money. Some, yeah. Just a waste of space now.
Do you guys have the... Are you hoarders? Like, do you have something, you know it needs to be thrown out.
A little bit.
You'll never use it, but you still want to keep it.
A little bit hoardy.
I have that problem. Mm. I'm a stage 5 hoarder.
Can't walk in his front door without walking into a VHS of the Ashes 2016.
Did you say 2016?
Oh,
no,
fuck, here
it was
we go.
1996.
Right. But what about the last time you ever did some of these things, like dial-up internet?
How loud was that?
Mate,
you'd click on the button, you'd be like, all right, let's just connect the internet. And it'd go on for fucking 15, 16 seconds.
Try getting up in the middle of the night to go in a late night bloody chat room to have some virtual sex with some lady.
Oh my God, impossible.
Nah, just didn't happen.
Nah.
Question for you two. When was the last time you sent a letter to someone?
What, with a stamp?
Yes.
I don't think I ever did.
Really?
Ever.
Even before like you...
It was too hard. Yeah. Like, even then I knew how hard that was.
Yeah, your dyslexia wouldn't allow you to have a
pen. No, way. And I'm way too impatient. I would have, like, written the letter, put the stamp on it, then just been like, I'm going to drive this to their house and watch them open it. That's how fucked up I am with that sort of stuff.
Okay, here's a question for you too. When you think back of how the world used to be with like technology and things you used to do that you don't do now because of technology, do you say, oh, how good is it now? Or, oh, it's a bit sad that we don't do it like that now.
No, everything's better.
Yeah?
Everything's better. Remember landlines?
Yeah. What about 1-800-REVERSE?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Reverse that. Call someone?
Yeah.
Now at least you can just prank them on your phone or send them a message on Wi-Fi or something like that. I was stuck at the Hatherley footy over one day.
The where?
Where I used to play footy down in the southeast. Okay.
Yeah.
We had some sort of working bee day, or I can't remember, it was a Cairnhill day or something like that. And I thought I had a lift lined up, but the person actually wasn't going back to Millicent. They were going elsewhere. And I remember I was stuck, the only person stuck at the football ground, because I was obviously fucking really popular. But there was a public like payphone, and I went home, and I've been trying to 1-800-REVERSE my mum for like 6 hours, and they weren't home. I couldn't get through to them. I was just standing there, and I thought, that's it. I'm going to die of starvation out here. It's all over.
That's the thing. With mobile phones these days, you can get someone like that. Like back in the day, yeah, I couldn't click. The pen was in the way. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
But if you invite someone to, say, go shopping, and you're like, I'll meet you out the front of there, and then you get the shits or something happens, you have a car crash, that person's left standing there going, where are they? What's happened? Back in the day, it would have been hard.
I know.
Would have been so hard.
5 seconds goes by and you wonder where they went.
Oh, let's do 5 seconds of something.
Done.
All right, guys. We've lost the list. We don't know who's winning, but we're pretty sure it's Rick. And you've got
Did you say pretty sure it's Rick? It's 100% sure.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Having said that, I think I'm going to make a little bit of a comeback, Dan.
No, you won't, because you need to give me, if I can get my thing, 3 correct answers in 5 seconds, and the first one for you, name 3 foods that can make you gag or vomit.
Doritos, pumpkin, and soup.
What the fuck was that?
Well, no one's gagged on a Dorito.
All right, okay, I want you to name 3 things, mate.
Soggy bread, off milk, and fish.
Oh, you mean like, okay.
Yeah, so just listen better. Okay, Rick.
Fucking hell.
Name 3 animals that you wouldn't find in your backyard.
A lion, a sheep, and a snake handler.
That's not a...
Oh, fucking, you almost had it when you said snake handler.
No, even sheep, like farm.
No, my backyard. There's no fucking sheep in my backyard, mate.
Okay.
But there could be a snake, so...
Oh, fuck. Shit. Name, Mark, name 3 articles of clothing you'd never wear.
Skirt, dress, and stockings.
Oh, I'll give him that.
You need to find a photo of him wearing some of those clothes, because I bet you have.
I've worn stocking. Actually, I've worn everything. Yeah.
Nah. All right. Name, this is for old Richard over here. Name 3 animals you'd kill on a desert island to survive.
A turtle, a fish, and a bird.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Name 3 places to hide 10 kilograms of meth.
Your shorts, up your ass, and lower intestines.
You can't fit 10 kilograms of anything up your ass, mate.
Did you say 10? I thought you said 10 grams.
No. 10 kilograms of meth in your asshole. Wow, he's flexible.
Whoa.
Have you got one left?
Okay. You don't know what I'm capable of.
Obviously not. Oh, shit. Okay, this is a hard one, so I'm going to give you 6 seconds.
What?
Name,
can't do that.
Name 3 celebrities you wish weren't celebrities.
Oh, Limo, Fitzy, and Whipper. I don't know. Don't give it to me.
Bye. Hang on. His answers are correct.
But he doesn't believe that.
They could be anyone.
Nah, he likes those people.
Nah.
Nah. Nah, not giving it to him. It could have been better.
Wait, tough crowd tonight, Rick. Tough crowd.
Well, you just got to be better. We're moving on.
All right.
Okay. Good on you.
Have we already got through that?
I think so. Yeah, you had 3, didn't you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I always forget. I get to 2 and 3 and then I'm lost.
What?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That was very quick.
Well, it's fast. Fast fire. All right. I've lost my sheet.
What are you talking about?
What? Have we got 1 left?
What?
I've done 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done 3.
I've got no idea where we are. What's going on?
5 seconds of something. I've done three. You've done three.
Oh, fuck. I think he's still at question two and he's just paused.
All right. Just go to the next. Go to the next topic.
Next.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Why do you keep asking what we're doing? Are you one of those people that can't understand when to say excuse me and what and pardon and move on and like clearly have a conversation with someone?
I don't know. Apparently.
Yeah. I can't do it. If someone says something to me I don't understand, I'll say what once or excuse me once. After that, I make up that I know what they're talking about and we move on.
How does that work out for you?
Not very good. Like just then. No idea.
All right, next topic. Here we go.
That was the next topic, mate.
What? Oh, I'm trying to look at the time.
Oh. Oh my god. Wow. I'm dying.
Oh god.
That's so fucked up.
We'll look back at that and be like, yeah.
No idea. No idea. All right, guys, who could it be now? You've been on fire lately, actually.
I have.
You've got two out of the last many?
Two?
Two out of the last, yeah. No.
That run will continue.
Mixed bag, too. One of them was a sport. One was a music. One was serial killer, Martin Bryant.
Mm. And then
mass
actor.
Mass murderer, sorry.
Do sport. I can do sport. Serial killers and I can do sport.
All right. Well, let's try this out. Okay. I was born on June 9th, 1963 in Kentucky. I'm the youngest of four children.
Matthew McConaughey.
I'm a man. My family moved frequently during my childhood, eventually settling in Florida in 1970. I'm primarily English descent with some French, German and Irish. In the early
19... Mark Wahlberg.
No. In the early 1980s, my wife at the time introduced me to Nicolas Cage, who advised me to pursue an acting career. My first film role was in a horror film, A Nightmare on Elm Street, in 1984. Delusionalized by my experiences as a teen idol in 21 Jump Street, I began choosing roles which I found more interesting rather than those that I thought would succeed at the box office. In 2012, I was one of the world's greatest film stars and was listed by the Guinness World of Records.
What year was that? 2012.
2012. I'm jumping around here because I don't want to give it away too early. I was the world's highest paid actor with earnings of $75 million.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, bang. Well done. How'd you get that off that?
21 Jump Street.
Oh. Do you know anyone else from that?
Who was it?
Johnny Depp.
How is Johnny Depp connected with 21 Jump Street?
Because he's a bit scat. He was in it, the original one.
Wouldn't have even got close.
Oh, he's filthy. You can tell he's
filthy. Give me the ding. Give me the ding.
I'll give you the ding. Well done.
Yeah.
And it says, prior to my acting career, I was a guitarist and had featured on songs by Oasis, Shane McGowan, Iggy Pop, Aerosmith, Marilyn Manson.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there's some other facts.
Anything about, like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape or anything that's actually about Johnny Depp?
Yeah, that comes in here.
Yeah.
Oh, well done, mate.
Too late.
Oh, he's real filthy about
this. He's so filthy because he knows he should have got it.
Oh, grubby.
Not happy with those.
See,
clues.
If I'd put in Gilbert Grape as his first acting film, you would have had that in the first couple of minutes. So that's why I leave that out.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, he is.
No, the mum was.
Both of them are in that movie.
I have no idea what you're talking about now. I genuinely don't. I'm not trying to do a bit.
No, you are.
Both in that movie.
No, Leo, that was one of his first roles.
Yeah.
And he was that good at playing a disabled character that, like, set his whole career up.
Mm.
And Johnny Depp was the older brother of Leo. And
have you not seen that movie?
No.
Nah. Oh, it's amazing. Very good film.
Are they on a ladder at some stage? That's the only part I think I remember.
I think they are, yeah.
There's a scene where Leo is, like, climbing up a high ladder and they have to get him down and, like, the police get involved and... Yeah,
he's on a water tank or something.
Yeah, correct. He is.
Well, that part is the only part I know about that movie.
Oh, well. At least you now know a little bit more.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well done.
Right. Well, guys, that's enough for this week. I think we've gone way over. But if you've got any
what's it called?
Questions, comments, suggestions.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Spotify. See you next week. Situation.